What's good, everybody? We're back with another episode of We Just Be Talking. It's your host, Gold, and today is a very special episode. It is officially the 6-year anniversary of We Just Be Talking, and that is correct. We've been yapping and talking and just doing whatever for 6 years. Crazy, crazy, crazy. But that's big. 6 years is a long time. It doesn't even seem like I've been doing the podcast for that long. Like, I remember when it first started, I took a break from Best Buy because I was working at Best Buy at the time. And I took a year out from there because I was like, you know, I'm trying to finish school and all that. And I couldn't, and I was full time. So I couldn't, at the time, I couldn't, it wasn't working because of how the schedule was. I had to work in the morning because of my position. So I had to work in the morning. So it just didn't work out. It didn't work out. Y'all know how sudden get down, sudden off, and no even classes. Like, especially you in that pinchback, your morning is dedicated to that building. Like, that's just point blank. Period. It's no way around it. It's just gonna be what it be. And I took the year off, and I hit up B, and I was like, "Hey, B, I left Best Buy for the time being, whatever. So you want to start the podcast? Cause he had mentioned before, like a while ago, when I first met him, he had mentioned that he wanted to kind of do like a podcast. Like he wants to do like a podcast. It's kind of like a barbershop vibe, like, you know, kind of just talking about random topics, whatever. So I was like, hey, I said, I got the mic. I can look up how to do the stuff. You know, are you interested? And he was like, yeah, cool. So we started recording. The first episode recorded, it was called Dumbo is My Spirit Animal. Because somehow we got on the topic about, I forgot what it was. We got on the topic about Disney movies or whatever. And I forgot how Dumbo came about. I forgot. But that's how, like, that episode title came out. And from there, we started doing weekly episodes for a little bit. Then eventually, B left the podcast, and B left the podcast, and I started doing solo. I had a couple of guests in between because we've had my good friends, Zach. He's been on the podcast. We've had my best friend, Jack Quill. He's been on the podcast. Jack's been on there. Had a couple other guests too. It was Abed, Zach, Jock. I think those are the only guests that's been on the podcast, besides, of course, B being the co-host at the time. So yeah, so for year six, we'll enter the next year of the podcast. I do want to have more guests. I do. Oh, we've had Casino T. Yeah, TJ. We had TJ on here too. Forgot. TJ. How did I forget about TJ? But yeah, TJ's been on the podcast as well. We've had him. That was, we were doing our NFL episodes. That was a good about 2 months. We got that going. For TJ decided to leave the podcast too. But it's just things happen. You know, it's just life. Life gets busy. Stuff happens. It's whatever. Because one thing I understand, this is not like towards nobody in the thing, it's just a random thought, but like we use the phrase, life be life, and like it's a cop out now. Because earlier today I was talking to my mom, and she mentioned, like, she really hate that phrase. And I was like, why you hate it? And she was like, basically, she feels that some people use that phrase, life be life, and as an excuse to just, like, you know, do certain things. And I thought about it. I was like, you know, that's pretty true. Like, yeah, life will be life, but it takes 2 seconds to nowadays send a text out. Like, hey, just checking in, how you doing? Don't take much to do that. So I think you can still give people that courtesy even when life be life, and as we love to say nowadays, you can still check in on your people and everything like that. I think that's just a cop-out just to, you know, excuse the behavior. Or excuse the lack of communication or whatever. I feel like we use that in a lot of phrases of life, like between family, platonic relationships, romantic relationships, like life be life. Like if somebody you're interested in and it's like, oh, I'm sorry, I haven't talked to you in a while, you know, life be life. And it's like, okay. But you know, if you're really interested in that person, you're going to make that time for them. It's just, that's just the way it's go. I know, I hate the phrase, make time for what you want to, for what you want to. But it's, it holds true in a lot of aspects. It really does. It holds true a lot of times. It definitely does. I can't deny it. It does. Cause I've seen people move mountains for other people. I've seen it before my eyes. And then when it comes down to you, it's like, damn, like, all right, I get it. So yeah, we had a podcast and then we had all our guests on and everything like that. I do want to have more guests on the podcast going forward. I do want to have more guests. I want to redo what, well, write my former, because I invited a bunch of people to the podcast. I did. I invited a bunch of people about in year, let's see, year six. In year four, I invited a bunch of people to the podcast. Because that's when I was like, okay, I'm about to just change the podcast up. We're going to have topics about this, that. I'm going to bring on people that I feel will be best suited for these topics. And this and that. Like, I had everything planned out and mapped out in my head. And at that point, I lost confidence in the podcast. It was like, I lost confidence in it. I did. I lost a lot of confidence in it. I lost the motivation, the drive. I thought about just stop doing it in general, just like giving up the podcast. Like, well, I'm just going to end it. But I decided against it. I decided to keep recording, keep coming up with topics, ideas, whatnot. I decided to keep it going. And I don't regret it. I'm happy I did. I'm happy I decided to keep pushing and keep coming out with new episodes. Because, like I said, 2023 was a rough year for the podcast. It was. I mentioned it briefly on a previous episode. 2023 was a rough year. That was the year I was graduating. I had my wreck. I had my surgery. I was down for a couple of months. There was a lot going on that year. 2023 was a good year as far as me finally completing my degree, but it was also a rough year, like personally, like for me as a person, it was just a rough year because it was just so much happening. Like so much was happening. And with so much happened, also opened my eyes up to a lot of people that were, I felt needed to be in my life and those that I felt I needed to depart from. And that's been continuing over the past couple of years. Like I've been seeing a lot of times, like of people I've needed to cut ties with or depart from, whatnot, like things of that nature. So it was a blessing and it was a curse at the same time. It was a blessing and a curse. So with that, we're going to keep the positivity going to podcast. So I do want to continue to record, put out new content, new episodes, get better around it, better conceived and thought out topics than I've been doing, because I kind of been just floating by. So I kind of want to get back to what I was doing before, where I would sit down, actually plan out an episode, record it, and do these things. I want to get back to that. I want to get to bringing more people onto the podcast. I want to have guests on. I want to have people that I got a couple people that I want to have on the podcast that I want to reach out to and say, like, hey, I asked you about this like about 4 or 5 years ago, but you know, hey, I'm back. So, you know, you wanna try again? Like, we got to do it this time. So be on the lookout for that. I still want to update the graphics for the podcast, but excuse me, stuff is just expensive. It's just expensive right now, and I don't really want to spend the money on it to currently get it done and whatnot. I don't know why my throat. I don't know why. It's like I'm. And I've been drinking water. I don't know what's going on. But I want to update the graphics. I want to update a lot of things with the podcast. I've also been contemplating finally going the monetization route with the podcast as well. I've been contemplating it, but I still don't know if I want to do that because I don't want to throw advertisements in the middle of episodes. Like, I feel like that's a bit much. Because we've gathered a nice healthy audience. Like we have a nice retention of viewers at this point, and I'm so thankful for that. I really am. I'm super thankful for it. In my wildest imagination, I could have never thought that the podcast would be what it is now, because it's like it's grown so much. It really has. It grown so much. Because I remember the first year of the podcast being done, I didn't look at any numbers. I didn't look at any of the analytics, anything. I didn't look at anything at all. And as of this recording, for August 25th, 2025, all time, we surpassed 13,000 downloads all time. Like out of all the years we've been doing this podcast, we've officially hit 13,209 all time downloads, which is insane. It's insane. Like it's insane to even like just think of that number. Like I didn't think, like I know it's been 16. People might be like, oh, it's 6 years. You should have more than that. But to me, considering what the podcast is and how it's been, how I've managed it and how things are going, it's very humbling to see like that many people have like downloaded it, like gave it a listen. Even if you were the same person that downloaded it over and over again, which you couldn't have been that many, because we got a good bit of episodes, but not that many. So it's like, even then, it's like 13,000 downloads, 13.2K downloads is insane. Like, that's insane. And I can't express how much I'm thankful for that. I'm grateful for that. Thank you, God, for that, because that's just amazing number to even see. And it's funny because me saying that, I just looked at it just now, y'all. That's my first time. It's my first time looking at it. I'm looking now at like episodes that got the most downloads. Our most popular episode was the lockout episode, literally when the lockdown started. Lockdown started. We did an episode about like COVID and the lockdown, that was all that kind of stuff. And that episode is sitting at 3,563 downloads. Wow. And then second episode will be the one about the Jada and Arcus Alcina and Will Messi, whatever that was going on. Oh, our Versus episode. That one is also a popular episode. I didn't think the episode was that popular. I didn't think so. But yeah, the episode we did our Versus on, we did Lil Wayne versus Jay-Z. That was also an episode that we did. Yeah, I remember that one. That was a fun episode. I'm looking at the episodes now again, like the nostalgia. Another episode that got... I used to cook with these titles. Now I'm looking at y'all like, I used to be in my bag a little bit. I had You Make Me Want to Leave the One I'm With, Start a New Entanglement with You. That was the Will and Jada episode. Relationships are hard, but I'm Harlem shaking through the heartbreaks. I don't know what that episode was even about. What was that? What was that? That was from season 4. Dang, that was a one. Change. I remember Change. That episode title was just simple. Like if you into like anime and shit like this, you might recognize it depending on how deep you are into the realm of anime. We gotta talk about Megan Thee Stallion on the episode. He know he giving his money to Megan, unless. I don't know what that. I can't remember that episode, y'all. I really can't. This is bringing me back. Got a cough, leave that shit in the streets. We know what time that rolled around that time was. When Can We Breathe? I remember that episode. That was a serious episode. Depression was also a very serious episode. It wasn't even the first one. That was the later depression episode. That was another episode I talked about it. That was season 5. Yeah, that was in 2022. Yeah, that was 2022. That was an hour. And that was a solo episode too. That was a solo episode. I talked for a whole hour. Oh God. Ooh, thank God for Deliverance, because I'm way better than I was at 22. I'll say that. Jesus Christ. Black and Gold Super Bowl, no flags. Felt like that was a preseason episode for football. Yes, that was a preseason football episode. What else did I have on here? I'm really having like a little throwback moment right now looking at these episode titles. A lot of big episodes was early on. Season 5, it's a lot from season 5 and season 4 though. So it's not like too wild, like too far, to be honest. It's actually, yeah, this is actually really good. Yeah, because Black on Super Bowl, No Flags is our second episode. That's when we was just doing whatever. That's before we had a title for the podcast because kept saying like we don't have a title or no theme song or nothing like that. So yeah, that's before we even came up with the name. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I remember these. Self Love is the Best Love. That was season 5. That was season 5. Kobe doing work too far on my shirt. Yes, I remember that episode. That was a tough episode. That was after the passing of Kobe Bryant. That was the passing of Kobe Bryant. Yeah, that was after the passing of Kobe Bryant. That episode might not even exist anymore. I think it's gone. We had some good long. A lot of the episodes just got a lot of views or whatnot. That's like seasons like 4. Season 5 got a lot of bangers in there. Got a couple of them on there, but most of them is from like 5 and 4. Season 6 and season 7, those have been the pretty inconsistent ones. And it's been kind of whatever with it. I haven't really been doing the best job with the podcast the past year and a half. I will admit that. The most popular episode as of late recently was the Kendrick and Drake episode that I did. The part 1 of that was the... Yeah, that was like the most popular episode so far with season 6. Yeah, the past year some change. Yeah, because 2023 was rough. It wasn't that many episodes. I only did like 6 episodes. I think in 2023 I did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I did 9 episodes in 2023. And then, yeah. So this it tracks. It's about right. It's about right. I gotta do better. So, yeah. Season 6 of the season. Well, we're still. Because I kind of messed up. I messed up because what's supposed to be is that every anniversary is supposed to be a new season of the podcast. But I messed up the seasons. And I can always go back and fix them, but. I have to go back, like, start from the first one when I did an anniversary episode. It didn't keep going from there. And it's just like, I don't want to do that. I'm dreading it. And I think I missed a couple of anniversaries, too. I missed a couple. Yeah, I did. I missed the 2020, the first anniversary. I missed that episode because August 25th, because that's when we was doing weekly. So we didn't do anything special. So we didn't really miss it. It just was a little off because of how we was doing it. Because we recorded the 17th. And then we didn't record again until September because, And then 2 years and we still just be talking. Yep. And then I started, then that's when I started naming them that. Yeah, 2 years and we still just be talking. That's when I started doing the anniversary episodes. Because every anniversary episode from... Year 2 on out was however many years and we still just be talking. So this one, of course, would be 6 years and we still just be talking. So, but yeah, I'm going to get back to it. I'm going to get back invested in the podcast way more and start actually like putting my time and effort back into it so I can get the consistency going and actually getting like some good topics and everything. Because like I said, as of the last one, I've been phoning it in. It's been a lot of repetitive topics. That's why I like recently, it's like I haven't really been talking much about it because it's like it's just repeating. And I need to get better back with my episode title too. I used to go crazy with the episode titles, but I haven't been as creative with them. I need to get back to covering like current events and current things that's going on and expand upon them and everything like that. And I need to separate the sports from this because I don't like all this being all jumbled together. But it is what it is. We're here now. Yeah. So yeah, we've been doing good. The podcast we're doing good numbers. We still got, we still have people from all over listening to the podcast. as well, which is insane. Got Canada, Hong Kong. This is from the most downloads have come from, the countries where the most downloads have come from. We have Canada, we've had Hong Kong, United States is third, the Netherlands, and then we have a bunch of U.S. ones like Baton Rouge, Plaquemine, New Orleans. We had Utah. Yeah, somebody from Utah has been listening as well. Shout out to Utah. Shout out to y'all over there. We had Atlanta. We have Kenya, Australia, New Zealand, Germany, France. Like, it's everywhere. Oh, shout out to Louisville, Kentucky. Oh, is it Louisville? I always say Louisville. But I know it's, I always say Louisville. I don't ever say, like, Louisville. Then we also had Baker. Shout out Baker. Zachary. Zachary has some listeners. We got some song from San Antonio. Shout out to my folks out there in Texas. Brooklyn. Brooklyn is crazy. Chicago. Queens. Ah, okay. Queens as well. It's so cool to look at, like, we had to look at all these. Now, like, I used to not be able to look this deep into the stats until, like, recently. They just update, like, a bunch on the feed I use. Because I don't use, like, what it was called, like, Podbean or whatever. I never used that one. I used RSS.com. Shout out to them. And they updated so much stuff since the years I've been using it. Like, it's such a different site now. Like, it's way different than how it used to be. And even like how you can send stuff out. I can do transcripts. It's a lot of how they do now. I can even monetize the podcast at any time I want to. I can activate it. I'm just been choosing not to, but I can activate it anytime. It's so crazy how much you could do now with it. This is so cool. But yeah, like, those are the numbers and everything. I'm like I said, super thankful, super blessed, because that means a lot to me that the podcast has done that much over the years. Because, yeah, you could say, like, oh, it's just 13.2K. That's not a bunch. But to me, that's a ton. I would say that again to the end of, to me, that is a successful podcast. I am happy with it. And I am thankful. I am blessed. And I thank you all. And I thank God for support and all the love. I really do. I still want to bring a permanent co-host on the podcast as well. At some point, I'll get Jack to join permanently. I'm gonna have to just force my dog to just do it. I'm gonna have to just force my dog to do it. He be having a lot going on too. I'm gonna have to just be like, look, we're recording today. It's gonna happen. But, you know, we all be busy though. I'm just being silly. I'm not really gonna do all that. It's perfectly fine. Like I said, whenever it happens, he's gonna hop on, like, we're back with an episode, we just be talking. And it's not just your host goal today. We have a guest, a permanent guest at that. And then we're going to go from there. That's how we're going to pretty much play that. So I'm not going to keep yapping. I'm not going to keep talking. I'm just going to end the podcast anniversary episode. It's going to be short, sweet, to the point, because it's just not even like a real, real episode. It's more like a thank you. But on a serious note, sincerely, to everyone that's listened to the podcast and wanted to give it a listen, even if it was only one time, even if you just added it to Apple Podcasts or your Spotify or Pandora, because we get a lot of people from Pandora too. Any of the feeds that is on and everything like that. But if you've even added it, just downloaded the episode at some point, press play on one, you made it even a decent amount into the episode, even if you just clicked on it for a minute and you just said it's not for you, even just taking the time out to give it a listen, I appreciate it. From the bottom of my heart, I do appreciate it. And I thank everyone that's poured into me and the podcast as well. That, you know, even when I said I didn't feel like doing it, I felt like, hey, nobody listen to this shit. Like, it's just pointless to do. And people say, like, no, I really do listen. And then they would tell me about episodes that they enjoyed or give feedback or critiques on different things they feel like I can improve on. I appreciate all the feedback, both positive and negative. And I just... we'll end it by saying that we're going to keep going. We're going to keep going. We're going to still be talking. Not hopefully. We will be talking about more concise, more consistent, and more on point episodes. Also bringing more humor back into the podcast. I feel like I got too serious with it too. Gonna bring more humor back into the podcast to lighten things up, because you know we need laughter in the world nowadays. Laughter is a dying art in the world, and we need to bring it back. And not like the trolling and rage bait laughs that people do now on social media, which I hate. It's another thing too. I hate social media. Like I hate it. Can't stand social media. I want social media to just vanish and go away, because I just hate everything about it, because I feel like it's frying people's brains at this point. But it's a curse, because I have to use social media to promote things, so I can't ever really disconnect from it and just vanish from it completely. So it is what it is. But I say all that to say, appreciate y'all listening. Podcast gonna keep growing. At some point they'll be separated. It's just right now I got a lot of stuff going on, so I'm kind of just gonna wait a little bit before I actually start doing these things. But when I do it, I'm gonna announce it. I'm not gonna keep teasing it. I'm just gonna, when it happens, I'll be like, guys, today's the day. Officially separated, blah, 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 blah. I'm gonna go from there. So, with that being said, again, thank you all. I appreciate it. It's been 6 years if we just be talking, and year 7 will be bigger, greater, and better than anything I can even imagine, or we can even imagine, because it's not just me. It's all of us. Everyone that gave me a listen, they added to their life, et cetera, all that. We're all in this together. Like it's a family. It's a family at this point. So I appreciate you all. And I will be back maybe this week, maybe next week with a proper episode starting the next era of We Just Be Talking. And we'll see where we go from there. So y'all take it easy and make sure to take care of yourselves and each other. And I will see you all for year 7 of We Just Be Talking. Peace out.